Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Today we're going to be talking about give thanks. Our scriptures that continue us through the Bible in a year are Leviticus 25:1 through verse 55, Psalm 30, verse 7 through 12, Proverbs 7:4 through 5, and Mark 8:1 through 21. Again, we're going to be talking about give thanks. Our scripture focus today is going to be Psalm 30, verse 10. It says, Lord, listen and be gracious to me. Lord, be my helper. We pray because we have a need to tell God about our circumstances. To understand the truth of this statement, we must ask ourselves what happens when we neglect to pray for our daily needs and thank God for providing for them. If we're honest about it and examine our lives over a period of time, we will discover a subtle change taking place in our feelings and in our thinking. If we neglect to pray for our needs, we will begin to take the blessings of life for granted. And gradually, without at first realizing it, we will succumb to the senseless notion that we can provide for the necessities of life and that we are perfectly capable of managing our own affairs without any help from God. Which reminds me of a story about a man who was up on a roof, was two stories high. And he was up at the peak of the roof, and he slipped and fell and began to slide off the roof. And as he's sliding down, he began to pray, God, help me, please help me. And about the time he said amen, a nail snagged him in the seat of the britches. And he looked up and he said, never mind, God, this nail's got me. That's exactly what we're talking about. When we think this way, it is not long before pride steps in and a kind of spiritual blindness settles upon us. A blindness which blocks our vision in relation to God, others, and even ourselves. We need, therefore, to constantly remind ourselves that everything we have comes from His hands and that at any moment, should He choose to do so, He could turn off the supplies, and we could soon be beggared and bankrupt. The only way, therefore, that we can build a barricade against this awful blight of ingratitude is through praying daily, remembering what this poet once said, back of the bread is a snowy flower. The back of the flour is the meal. The back of the meal is the field of wheat, the rain, and the Father's will. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you just teach us the art of continual thankfulness and gratitude, and help us to never to become bored without acknowledging your grace and your goodness. Otherwise, life will begin to disintegrate in front of us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride. And I'll see you on the next trail ride.